This month, we hear a lengthy article regarding the 2021 CLC convention. The theme of the convention, Still Our Great Commission, Make Disciples of All Nations. These words, drawn from the Great Commission of Jesus recorded in Matthew 28:18-20, served as a theme of the 36th Convention of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. The convention was held after a year's delay due to COVID. It was held on the campus of Emmanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, on June 24th to 27th, 2021. Professor David Schaller served as chaplain, opening and closing each session with encouragement from the Word of God and leading the assembly in prayer. The President's Report. On Thursday morning, President Michael Eichstätt addressed the convention with his biennial report. It was titled, A Blessed Partnership in the Gospel. He referenced the greatest partnership in the world, that spoken of by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians. We hear it from chapter 1, verse 3-5. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He noted how, as we travel to convention from CLC churches around the country, we too may rejoice in the partnership the Lord has created among us. Living in a world that opposes Christians, how uplifting it is to join together in unity. Our gospel partnership has both durable and fragile elements. However, God's promises are firm, but we are weak. We often fail to love each other as we should. President Eichstätt touched upon a number of other items in his report. He expressed thanks to all who worked tirelessly during the pandemic to carry on the work of the Savior. He acknowledged our concern over the shortage of called workers in our church body, at the same time pointing out opportunities the Lord has given for laymen to step up and fill the void. He expressed joy in the confessional unity that has been reached between the Bangladesh Lutheran Church and the CLC, and encouraged us to continue offering prayers and support on behalf of our overseas brethren still dealing with the ravages of the pandemic. The President continued by sharing a brief history of how and why, quote, a joint statement on the termination of church fellowship, unquote, came about, noting that representatives of the CLC, the Wells, and the ELS met several times and submitted this document in 2015 to be examined by each synod. It was adopted by Wells in 2016 and ELS in 2017. The CLC considered it at its 2018 convention, but determined that more time was needed to study and respond to the document. The goal was for final disposition at the 2020 convention. President Eichstätt stated, quote, a restoration of fellowship with the ELS and Wells based on full agreement on the doctrines of Scripture is longed for by many and would, without question, be an amazing gift of the Holy Spirit, unquote. He also shared a reminder that, quote, acceptance of the joint statement would not be a declaration of fellowship, but only a necessary first step toward that goal. There are other matters of doctrine and practice which would require careful discussion, including whether current confessions and practices of the ELS and Wells are consistent with the joint statement, end quote. President Eichstätt noted a thankful recognition of the 60th anniversary of the CLC, which occurred in 2020. It is by God's grace alone that we have been able to continue to proclaim the gospel of Christ in its truth and purity and to weather storms of controversy that have arisen during our history. The President's report concluded with the reminder that the same Lord who has blessed us so incredibly in the past promises to be with us always to the end of the age, and with a prayer that God would prosper our partnership and our speaking here in Jesus' name. Essays. On Thursday evening, Pastor Luke Bernthal of St. Stephen Lutheran Church in Mountain View, California, presented his essay, Jesus Provides the Means. The words of the Great Commission are meant for all Christians. We may be inclined to think that they apply to others, perhaps only the disciples of Jesus' day. But our Savior did not stamp his Great Commission with an expiration date. He commissioned his original disciples and his disciples of all times to preach the gospel. Pastor Bernthal went on to speak about the power tools that Jesus has supplied by which he enables us to fulfill our commission, namely the gospel in the word and sacraments. The Savior chooses to use weak people like us to accomplish his powerful purposes. Moreover, he calls on us to make disciples by teaching them to observe all things that he has commanded us. All of God's word is important to proclaim and uphold because this is what he uses to convert sinners and save souls. He is aware of our frailties and our tendency to doubt his words and to forget his promises. Therefore, in addition to the spoken word, he has given us the power tools of baptism and the Lord's Supper. In these, he comes to us and assures us personally. The forgiveness of sins I obtain for the world, I obtain for you. See it, feel it, taste it. Pastor Bernthal concluded with a discussion of the word go. As we go about our daily work, as redeemed children of God, we will want to see opportunities to share his life-giving word and to do it confidently, buoyed up by Jesus' promise, I am with you always. Second convention essay was presented on Friday evening by Michael Schierenbeck, a member of Luther Memorial Church, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. His essay was titled, Jesus Promises His Presence. Whereas human promises are limited, Jesus' promises come with certainty and power. In his Great Commission, he says, I am with you always. This presence of Jesus with his people is nothing new, however. He has been with his people throughout history. In fact, his presence is even inside his believers, where he rules in our hearts. His presence is vital for the task he has given us of making disciples. As sheep, we are surrounded by dangerous and powerful enemies, described in the Bible as wolves, lions, dragons, and beasts. Enemies united in their goal of leading us to hell. In addition, we have our sinful flesh to deal with. Fear, doubt, prejudice, and a worldly focus can hinder our effectiveness in fighting this war. The essayist went on to describe how Jesus' many roles, as our shepherd, brother, husband, king, and vine, many roles provide us with the protection, strength, courage, and means to fulfill our calling as his gospel ambassadors. Convention services. On Saturday morning, a memorial service was held to remember the many called servants and spouses, 14 in number, who have gone on to their eternal rest since the 2018 convention. Pastor Theodore Bartles of Austin, Minnesota, officiated. His message of comfort was based on Romans 5, verses 1 to 5. His theme was rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. A convention communion service was held Saturday evening at Messiah Lutheran Church. The worship leaders were Pastor Andrew Schaller, liturgist, Pastor Matthew Hannell, speaker, Professor Paul Schaller, choir director, and Dr. Daniel Sullivan, organist. Regents, Emmanuel Lutheran College. The convention resolved that the candidate for the Reverend Ministry, CRM, requirements remain as they are at Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary for those pursuing the goal of serving in the full-time pastoral ministry in the CLC. It further resolved that the regents and seminary faculty be encouraged to promote the revised limited public ministry program to help meet the needs of our synod by training men to be assistant pastors. To that end, the position of a recruiter for the public ministry was established. In addition, $20,000 was allocated from the ILC Building Fund to the ILC Planning Committee to complete the fieldhouse renovation plan. It was resolved that the ILC PC, ILC Planning Committee, present its plan for the gymnasium and chapel, theater, arts, musical arts facility to the 2022 convention. Missions. The convention gave thanks to God for His goodness in His continuing gift of the saving gospel throughout our 60-year history. It was noted that the CLC currently has 5 stateside mission subsidized congregations, one of which, Gift of God Lutheran in Mapleton, North Dakota, is planning to become self-supporting at the end of the year. The convention resolved that the Board of Missions encourage domestic subsidized congregations to open Christian day schools and then to provide counsel and financial assistance toward that goal as appropriate. The board was directed to develop and implement a model for a Christian day school program as an outreach tool in domestic subsidized congregations. In a separate resolution, the board was encouraged to resume the calling of a third foreign missionary. Doctrine. The majority of floor time on Saturday was devoted to the report from the Floor Committee on Doctrine, specifically dealing with the joint statement on the termination of fellowship. The convention resolved, the whereas portions are omitted here, quote, that we decline to adopt the joint statement as a settlement of the doctrinal differences between the CLC and the Wells and ELS concerning the termination of fellowship, and prayerfully seek the Lord's guidance in His Word for a different approach. That we continue to use the doctrinal principles of the joint statement as a basis for discussion with the Wells and ELS on the doctrine of termination of fellowship. That the 4-man CLC committee, in conjunction with the CLC Board of Doctrine, clearly define what is necessary for a settlement of the doctrinal difference between the CLC and the Wells and ELS concerning the termination of fellowship. That the 4-man CLC committee work with the Board of Doctrine to address additional questions in our midst. For example, the role of admonition, prerequisites for settlement, practice of the fellowship principle, the dangers expressed by Romans 16:18, and that these findings be brought before the 2022 convention. And that the 4-man CLC committee, in conjunction with the Board of Doctrine, continue to work with the Wells and ELS to settle these doctrinal differences on the basis of Scripture. End quote. Resolutions were passed that the Board of Doctrine create and maintain an official, quote, CLC statements and publications registry, that all CLC doctrinal statements in the convention proceedings be arranged into suitable on specific doctrinal positions, that the official registry and all documents be made available by being posted on the CLC website, and that the Board of Doctrine report to this 2022 convention as to the status and general framework of this registry." End quote. Finance. The following fiscal year 2022 budget was adopted. Board of Education and Publications, $18,000. Board of Trustees, $75,000. Board of Missions, $425,210. Board of Regents, $740,000. ILC Student Revenue, $740,120. For a total fiscal year 22 spending plan of $1,998,330. It was resolved to increase retirement contributions for CLC called workers from $200 a month to $210 a month, beginning 1/1/2022, and $220 per month, beginning 1/1/2023. That the code compensation for FY 2022 be increased by $75 per month plus cost of living adjustments. Membership. Our Shepherd Lutheran Church of Conroe, Texas, and St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Melrose, Wisconsin, were received with joy into congregational membership in the CLC. Corey Drail, Drew Nauman, Samuel Nauman, Jonathan Schnoz, Daniel Schierenbeck, and Nathan Buck were accepted as voting members. The action of President Eichsted of declaring fellowship with Bangladesh Lutheran Church Mission was ratified. The dissolutions of Bethel Lutheran Church Humble, Texas, Living Word Lutheran Church Blue Springs, Missouri, Mount Olive Lutheran Church Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and Rock of Ages Lutheran Church Jenison, Michigan, were acknowledged with regret. The elections were as follows. President Michael Eichsted, Vice President Michael Wilkie, Secretary Wayne Eichsted, Moderator Paul Nolting, Board of Trustees Michael Rail and Neil Wheatgriff, Board of Regents Matthew Thurow, Steve Ludvigson, Board of Missions Robert Sowers, Jeff Radical, Board of Education and Publications, Seth Schaller, Rick Nelson. It was resolved that the convention continue to use electronic voting for its elections. The following appointments were ratified. Periodic editors, Professor Paul Nauman for the Lutheran Spokesman, Pastor Wayne Eichsted for the Journal of Theology, Pastor David Pfeiffer for Daily Rest Devotions, Pastor Nathan Pfeiffer for Ministry by Mail, and Pastor Glenn Oster as the CLC webmaster. The conference visitors are Pastor Andrew Schaller for the Great Lakes Pastoral Conference, Pastor James Albrecht for the Minnesota Conference, Pastor David Nauman for the Pacific Coast Conference, Pastor Matthew Hannell for the Southeastern Conference, Pastor Michael Rail for the West Central Conference. A full list of appointments will be published in the convention proceedings. The communion service offering was designated for the CLC General Fund and totaled $3,640.15. The next CLC convention will be held at Emmanuel Lutheran College, June 23rd to 26th, 2022. Attending the 2021 convention were 54 pastors, missionaries, 16 teachers, 12 professors, and 76 lay delegates representing 46 congregations. This article was prepared by Thomas Schutze, pastor of St. Paul Evangelical Lutheran Church of Lakewood, Colorado. Portions of the article were drawn from the Daily Convention newspaper called the Convention Chronicles, which is edited by Professor Joseph Lau.